are sharing with you today systematically reveals what was hidden before in terms of the numbers. This really shows where value is actually created, and let me outline three key points to illustrate why this matters. First, the new data improves our understanding of the opportunities offered by international trade. As if we had to, you know, underline it, we just published this big fat book. I just gave Carol a copy of the big fat work that we did on trade and jobs, for example. You know, why actually trade generates jobs and trade and innovation, trade and technology, trade and everything, you know. But here you're talking about opportunities offered by international trade. It shows more clearly than ever before how much any country's capacity to sell to the world depends on its readiness and its readiness to buy from the world. It shows why and how blocking imports will damage a country's own productivity growth and ultimately damage its competitiveness. We can see, for example, that about one-third of the total value of motor vehicles exported from Germany actually comes from other countries. Imagine if Germany would say, no imports, huh? No exports of cars, for example. 40% of the total value of China's electronic exports comes from foreign sources. So, there are some of these examples will be illustrated on the screen by the so-called TEVA active map. We'll talk about that in a moment. Second, this tool provides new insights on how to improve individual countries' competitiveness. Gross trade figures suggest that services account for less than one quarter of global trade. This is what the numbers suggest. The new data illustrate clearly that services are also embodied in manufacturing trade, that for each euro or dollar or yen or whatever of manufactured goods that are traded, there is a very important part of services that is involved. Actually, the new data shows that over 50% of the value added in manufactured goods exported from countries like the US, the UK, France, Germany, and Italy comes from services. Largest economies in the world, half of their value added in manufacturing comes from services. This is an absolutely massive amount. So if you want to improve your manufacturing performance, guess what? You must look at the performance of your services sector as well. This was not evident, but now you have the numbers. Now you can't avoid it. Yeah? Finally, the database can help us design policies to better reflect the reality of international value chains. For example, when you measure tariffs on value added as opposed to tariffs on gross value, the level of protection can double. Within a global value chain, administrative costs of borders can deter firms from locating part of a value chain in that place. The OECD has estimated that taking practical measures in customs and border administration can reduce trade costs by as much as 20% and actually increase trade itself. Now, trade negotiations will have to catch up with this new reality. The new insights provided by this database could change the way countries negotiate trade agreements and illustrate again the self-defeating nature of protectionism. But beyond trade, it will also give us insights into a wide range of policy areas. We'll be undertaking further work to understand what global value chains might imply for example, labor, jobs, an essential question of economies today, jobs. It's a hot issue. The role of capital, income flows, R&D, intellectual property, ICT networks. All these values, these dimensions, will be affected by the information we are uncovering now.